going to tell you a name that you haven't heard in probably over a decade.
Okay.
It's 99.7 DJX. The name Napster.
Oh, yeah.
So, what's up with that? You remember Napster was a hit back in the late 90s, early 2000s. Literally, it hit the scene. You could download music, MP3s, for free. You know, LimeWire was one of those as well. It eventually got shut down in 2001 because the music industry was like, wait.
Nope. You can't share music for free. You want to get paid.
Yeah, right. It relaunched as a paid service before like Spotify and Apple Music became kind of a model, and it went bankrupt. Best Buy bought it like a few years later. It's been sold a few times here and there. Anyways, I bring up Napster because it just sold for $207 million. It is.
Oh, okay. It just was sold?
Yeah. The year is 2025, 26 years after it was launched. Didn't even know it was still a thing.
That's what I'm saying. Was it just sitting over there collecting dust? Like, people still using it?
So it was still being used, not as popular. Their biggest selling point for the app was the audio that you'd get from it was less compressed. So people who wanted more like wide open sound quality preferred it. You know, those like sort of like music nerds would be like, I like the sound quality from Napster better than that of Spotify and Apple Music, which compresses their music so much.
How much did it cost to subscribe?
I have no idea. But basically, the company that bought it is planning on turning it into a social and interactive music platform, kind of virtual concerts. So you can buy tickets, use a VR headset, and watch artists perform in more like, quote, intimate settings.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to buy a VR headset.
Yeah. Assuming you have a VR headset or whatever. So
I feel like that's going to be a narrower
audience. I think they're probably banking on the fact that that's going to continue to get more popular and it's going to wind up being something that most people own, like within the next 10, 20 years, something like that.
I don't foresee us owning that.
Well, I mean, maybe not you. But maybe your neighbors. Who knows? So anyways, I saw that. I was like, wait. Napster? Napster?
Just been sitting over in the corner, still plugging along. We never knew.
Literally, I remember working at a radio station, not here, but I remember working at a radio station, and the new Christina Aguilera song came out. And we didn't have it. It was a smaller city, you know, and we didn't have it, but it had come out at like midnight. Either that or we got it and like my boss didn't give me to play. And I literally went on Napster and downloaded it.
Oh,
and
my
I played,
and then
it,
played
on
it on
a commercial radio station. Yes.
Kind of feel like you violated lots of rules.
I probably did. I want to say that maybe the statute of limitations is passed now.
Okay, good.
So I feel like I'm in the clear.
Did the boss ever find out you did that? Oh, my gosh. That just shows how little attention your boss paid to that radio station.
Or to me.
Like he was amazing at his job.
Or to me, I was just like, hey, you know what? Everything's fine. Don't even worry about my show.
It's fine.
Everything's fine. Don't even worry about it.
It's good.
Listen, I'm giving the people what they want. And that's the new Christina Aguilera. And
what time slot did you have at the time?
I mean, it was late.
Like midnight to 6 a.m.?
No, it was 7 to midnight. It was evenings.
Oh,
so,
okay. Oh, that was such a night show rebel thing to do.
Anyways, yeah. Napster, back in the news. $207 million it just sold for.